This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education, by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, on the Bloomberg Terminal, we talked about this story. Jared Dillian, Bloomberg opinion columnist, he writes that Americans are talking themselves into a recession. We're already seeing that in the housing market, Tim. U.S. home sale cancellations jumping in June, roughly 60,000 deals falling through. That's about 15% of homes that entered into a contract, according to Redfin. So we're wondering what the consumer's up to.
Yeah, what is the consumer up to, especially ahead of Prime Day, and what's actually going on, you know, with marketplace sellers when it comes to Prime Day? For that, we turn to Tom McGee, the president and CEO of ICSC. Tom joins us on the phone from Los Angeles. Tom, good to have you with us. You should note that ICSC promotes, as you write on the website, and elevates the marketplaces and spaces where people shop, dine, work, and play. So think brick and mortar here. Give us an idea, Tom, of what you're thinking and what you're seeing right now as we look across the economic landscape and try to get an understanding for the shifting way that people are spending money.
Well, good afternoon, and thanks for having me on. Hi, Tim. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Good to be with you again. Look, I think the consumer has been exceptionally resilient over the course of, obviously, the last couple of months where inflation concerns have been, you know, significant and heightened. You know, I do think that we'll continue to see strong retail sales over the next, few months. You still have a high level of personal savings and the job market is strong. But I think if inflation continues to be, front and center and continues to be at the levels that it is today, of course, at some point it's going to have a negative impact upon consumer spending. Right now, you still have those strong underlying, considerations of personal savings and jobs, and that's going to drive, continue to drive the spend. And that both in retail, but also in experiences. I mean, it is the summertime.
Yeah.
And we've all, experienced and witnessed what's happening, with traffic at the airports and on planes, et cetera. So there's a lot of folks spending money on experiential type things, whether it's travel or going out to eat and doing the things that they like to do in the summer. And then, to many extent, haven't been able to do for the last couple of years.
Well, do you feel like, Tom, your members are feeling a little, like they're a little cautious looking at the second half of the year and maybe into 2024? Because I agree, Tim and I have spent more time in the airport than we have in the last couple of years in a big way.
Maybe they can convert some of the space, empty retail space around to bigger airports, because we are seriously bursting at the seams here.
Yeah, exactly. And so I wonder what your members are saying, that people would rather travel right now than maybe go buy some more clothes or stuff for the home.
Well, I think generally speaking, when people, in a normal environment, pre-COVID, pre-inflation concerns, et cetera, that, when you had a high level of travel and experiential type of spend, that generally was good for retail. I mean, when people are out and they're spending and they're vacationing, they're going to buy a lot of stuff, and that's generally good for retail. And of course, a lot of retail centers are places where people go, and spend those experiential dollars. So I think generally speaking, that type of spend is not negative for retail. I mean, obviously, there's ebbs and flows as it relates to the time of the year and so forth. I think the level of concern, I think as it relates to the industry and the broader consumer is just that, you know, the thing that we all have a level of concern around, which is inflation. And, you know, if this continues at the current rate, that is, you know, history is going to be our guide. And that's always been a negative over the long run for consumer spending and obviously for the economy. If we're able to get inflation under the control, and the Fed's able to navigate a soft landing, that will, you know, I think. And right now, the consumer continues to be resilient and strong.
Hey, Tom, one thing I want to ask you, because there's a fair amount of stores just around Bloomberg headquarters in New York City that are still vacant.
There used to be more, I was going to say.
Yeah, Banana Republic, yeah. The Container Store. There's a lot of them that are gone. Talk to us about delinquency rates that play into the retail sector, CMBS loans, I'm thinking specifically. Are we seeing any kind of fallout?
You know, actually, that's improved dramatically, and you're really at, you know, very, you know, strong levels today. The level of delinquency has dropped. It's in the CMBS loan market. I think it's under 7% today. You know, in June of 2020, that number was, you know, approaching 20%. So that market has strengthened considerably, and quite frankly, rent collections as an industry are in the, you know, low 90%. I think 92% is the last number I saw as of a few days ago. So generally speaking, the industry is in very strong footing because consumers are spending and they're going out to shop at stores and they're going out to shop online. I mean, consumer spending has been strong. Now, you mentioned New York, and obviously New York is a particularly, you know, it's a unique market, and it is, you know, significantly impacted by what's happening in the broader, you know, work environment and quite frankly, the stresses around people coming back into the coming back into the office. So it's that, particularly Midtown, that's a big driver of retail spend. So New York is unique relative to the rest of the country.
Hey, Tom, 30 seconds left. Weigh in on the power of Amazon Prime Day away from Amazon and how it has turned into a shopping day outside of Amazon, too, for your clients, your members.
Just really quickly.
Yeah, it's become an iconic shopping day. And so, you know, Target Deal Days and a whole host of other, you know, retailers are having similar type of events. And so it's become, you know, another iconic shopping day, just like Black Friday and other days. In other parts of the year.
That's more than one day, right? It's like a couple days or something?
Yeah. It's now an event, Carol.
It's an event. I have been bombarded by offers.
What are you going to buy?
Things I must have.
What must you have?
Look away. That's what I'm doing. I got enough stuff in my life right now. Tom McGee, always a pleasure. President and CEO of ICSC on the phone from LA.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.